There's a website for a fertility clinic called the Godsend Institute that makes some astounding claims about its methods. But commentator David Ewing Duncan warns the clinic is not what it appears to be.
Dr. Richard Wells claims that his Godsend Institute is cloning children right now. Click onto his site and you'll see testimonials from happy parents. If this news is chilling, it's supposed to be. If it also sounds dubious, it's that too. A website conjured to market Godsend, a new movie from Lionsgate Productions opening on April 30th. Godsend stars Greg Kinnear and Rebecca Romaine Stamos as anguished parents who lose their 8-year-old boy. Robert De Niro plays the doctor who creates a clone of the dead boy. This sounds potentially edgy and tantalizing, a website that reveals a disturbing possible future where cloning is as common as Botox. Though nowhere on the site do the creators directly admit that it's fiction or that it's connected to a movie. Curiously, the $15,000 website seems more provocative and unsettling than the movie, which turns out to be a $44 million horror film. Lionsgate says they're merely creating a buzz. The studio says that of course it knows that complete humans have never really been cloned. Yet I wonder if people who have lost children will appreciate the buzz. Godsend also comes during a bitter political debate over cloning embryos to create stem cells, so-called therapeutic cloning, which is different than cloning complete human beings. Researchers believe that stem cells taken from the early stage of a cloned embryo might one day provide treatments for everything from damaged hearts to Alzheimer's disease, if such treatments work. Godsend is not about therapeutic cloning or stem cells, but it could risk a further blurring of the difference between reproductive and therapeutic cloning. Already, many people confuse the two, which plays into the agenda of those who oppose all cloning. Opponents of cloning in the U.S. Congress have fused the two categories into a total ban in a bill that's short just a few votes from passing. Unfortunately, Godsend does not stick to the real potential risks of human cloning, that animal clones have developed disorders far more frequently than originals and die sooner, and they're not always identical in appearance and behavior. Instead, the filmmakers veer off into Robert De Niro doing his raging bull shtick and to a storyline that devolves into another trite Hollywood fixation on mad scientists and the paranormal.
There's something you're not telling us.
You think you can just open Pandora's box and then just close it again?
Did I die?
Godsend joins other films that feature clones of the current governor of California, carnivorous dinosaurs, Adolf Hitler, and Sigourney Weaver. This film, because it isn't as preposterous as these others, could be more dangerous because both it and the website muddy the subtleties of cloning at this politically delicate moment.
Author David Ewing Duncan writes primarily about science. His commentary on Godsend appeared in the San Francisco Chronicle. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.